Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
How come?
The damn audio.
Oh, you heard that too. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was just me that heard that. That was here. The. thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show. Appreciate it. And we're gonna lead off the show with with baseball as usual.
Baseball.
Yep. And we're gonna talk a little football. Preseason. There's been some preseason games going on. Jets gonna have their preseason.
Yep.
Giants. One. Play their first preseason tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and end off the show. Talk a little SummerSlam, some WWE rumors and stuff like that. But without further ado, talk a little baseball here. And how did your boys do?
The game. It was the rubber game, so between them and the Devil Rays, or the Rays, I should say,
right.
On Devil Rays. Yankees won yesterday. Jorge Posada had like 6 RBIs, a grand slam. So his role has diminished, you know, lately because, you know, he hasn't been really hitting that much. So, and he's getting older, so, you know, he's more of a bench player now. And he hasn't been in a rotation, but yesterday when he had the opportunity, but, you know, that was good for him, you know, like, he's getting older. This is probably his last season with the Yankees.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we needed him, he came through, and the fans gave him an ovation for that. So it was good to see from, you know, Jorge Posada get a clutch hit for us and get a standing ovation from the fans.
Yeah, for sure. I hope after this year he retires because
it'd be kinda, I hope so, too.
It'd be kind of messed up.
Yeah.
You know, hit even worse and then retire anyway.
Yeah, I think this should be his last season.
Yeah.
And he had a great career, you know, if this is his last season.
Yep.
One of the best hitting catchers Yankees ever had.
Do you think, you know, the benching, of course, obvious because of, you know, he's hitting horribly.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really contributing. I mean, other than Saturday, that, you know, he... you know, late 90s, early 2000 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think also that the reason why he's being benched is not only because of his struggles this year, it also has to do with maybe some personal beef, maybe Girardi and his successor at the, you know, the catching position?
No, I don't usually, because Girardi was on his way out of the Yankees organization anyway, so... But Eric Chavez playing really good right now.
Right.
And also, he was with the Oakland A's. He could still hit. And Russell Martin, you know, he's an everyday catcher. So there's just no room for Jorge right now in the lineup.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Business. Shows you it's a business, you know. The guy, you know, he contributed a lot to these championship teams. But, you know, the guy. It kind of, you know, going to frighten the Yankee fans thinking what's going to happen with Jeter, you know, even though he's getting paid a bunch of money. But, you know, this guy, you know, sure, he set the record, most Yankee hits. You know, got the 3,000 hit, over 3,000 hits now. You know,
well, Jeter still has some room. You know, Jeter's not as old as Posada, you know. Posada's like almost 40. Jeter's like, you know, in his mid-30s, like 35.
He is getting closer to the, you know, the twilight of his career. So,
yeah,
I bet Jeter's watching. You know, he's observing how they're treating Posada. You know, because obviously Posada is one of his best friends and like one of his enforcers on the, you know, the Yankee team.
Yeah,
and obviously he's gonna see how the Yankees are gonna treat. You know, they could treat Posada like that, even though.
So it's the core four. In a few years from now, it'll be the core no more, you know?
Yeah.
Got to make room for the prospects.
Yeah, it's gonna be Cano. Cano's going to be leading the team. And then they trade him for another second coming of A-Rod or something.
Yeah, I know. There's some other prospects right now in the minors the Yankees are looking at. So, you know, they have to make room for them soon.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But this will shift gears, you know, to the Mets here. They're playing the D-backs team, you know, that, you know, Mets have owned these past couple of years,
mm-hmm.
probably ever since 06. But Mets is trying to, but I think Mets what swept them at a Citi Field earlier this year. Second Shea or Citi Field for them, but they haven't won so far. They haven't won so far this series in Arizona. So they're trying to do it tonight.
Oh.
As of right now, it's tied 3-3. Lucas Duda, he went deep. Justin Upton for the D-backs went deep also. And I know you weren't watching the game, but you know. This Pagan hit a ball off Jason Marquis's foot, but he stayed into the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So later on into the game, Jason Marquis, he throws a pitch that hits solely on the foot, right?
Uh-huh.
However, both folding on the ground at the same exact time.
What happened?
You have to see to believe it, man.
What the hell?
Yes, man. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
I gotta see that. I gotta see replay that. Wow.
You know, he twisted, and when he threw the pitch, right, he twisted the ankle, and it was timed perfectly. Kind of
wow.
Like Fred Hart with Lex Luger, you know, the over the top of
I gotta see that.
But yeah, Marquis, he said something, you know, that could be controversial, you know, in Arizona. I mean, it wasn't really controversial, like, you know, like really, oh my gosh, he said this, but something. Here's what happened, Marquis, you know. He was thinking about signing with Mets and Mets or Yankees a couple of years ago, but he signed with Nationals instead.
So yeah, that was a great move by him.
So this was his second year of the contract. So he got traded to D-backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before he started yesterday he was. As a D-back, I mean, so far his young D-back career has pretty much stunk.
Right.
So before the game, or I think he said this yesterday, he was saying like how right now he's a D-back. You know, he's not trying to think about that. But at the end of the season, you know, he could have just stopped right there. But then he said at the end of the year he wanted to go back. He's gonna go back home. He wanted to go back home either with the Yankees or.
I guess they're going to the damn Nationals.
I guess he felt, you know, I think Mets wanted to give him a one-year deal, and obviously Nationals give him a two-year deal. So, as you expect, when you give a ball player an extra year and more money, they're going to go to the team, A-Rod, you know.
Yeah.
Or, rarely, except for Cliff Lee. There's a few players that, you know, who don't, you know, who would, you know, if they... If that comment was a little eye opening, you should have heard what Pelfrey said.
Pelfrey?
Yeah.
Mets pitcher?
Yep. Pelfrey, he was saying, this was, I think, before yesterday started, which he got injured. I think he pitched decently, but he left the fourth inning, or I think he left the fifth inning because of injury. He had an injury. Like, this isn't a one-year thing, you know. for people to think that they're gonna win the World Series, you know, the next year is pretty realistic. And this is coming from a guy who's on the team who's supposed to be believing in the team that he's in.
Wow.
Oh, you think that's crazy? This is what he said when Beltran got traded. As soon as Beltran got traded, he's like, you know, he's gonna miss the guy, which is obvious. Still kind of in the playoff kind of hunt for the wild.
Right.
Probably like maybe 5 games out, maybe up into that point. He said he hoped he win the World Series.
Wow.
I mean, this is like strike two on this guy. I mean,
wow.
And you want me to tell you, coming this year, who was the ace of the team? Mike Pelfrey.
Pelfrey, yeah.
The worst pitcher of the team, Mike Pelfrey.
Wow.
So for this guy to be talking smack about his own team, would have said this about the Yankees.
It's shut down, man.
No, he
or traded even.
He would have got his butt released.
Yeah, that's
if
messed
a vendor
up.
At Yankee Stadium would have said something like this. You know what would have happened? He would have got fired. You know what happened if A.R. would have said something like this? He got released, and then they would have signed him to another 10-year contract. So pretty much, I mean, my point is that, you know, he is not a superstar. Be on a team. And
he has no faith in the team.
He has no faith in the team. He already gave up on next year also.
Yeah, they need to trade him. If he's tradable.
Man, this guy was a prospect. You know, there was high hopes on this guy. I mean,
where's Sean May when you need him? That's him.
Sorry, I'm not sure. I think he signed with Rockies and that was it. Or he tried to sign with Phillies and I don't even know.
You guys should try to get him back.
He stunk. I mean, you know, 07, you know.
He had a decent year in 06, right?
Yeah, let me see, 06.
Decent year?
Mostly, I think it was mostly 07 he had a good year.
07?
07 was like the year I think he won 15 games.
So,
yeah, Pedro was out. El Duque was out. And they pretty much had Steve Trapsell, who stunk up the joint. You know, that was his worst year as a Met. He stunk.
But didn't they rely on John Maine during that postseason come through?
Well, obviously, yeah, they did. They had him. They had Perez pitch also. I'm trying to think who else was also on. There was Trapsell, there was Maine, there was Perez. Who else was in that rotation? The postseason one. Let me think. So they're on that team at the time? I can't remember.
Who?
This Cuban pitcher, you guys whooped his butt. There was like one side he faced you. I mean, he's... Good.
I can't even. I don't even really know who that is.
Yeah, I know. You guys whooped his butt. This was after I think this was the game after what's his name? After Randy Johnson got his butt kicked by Beltran and the Mets that year. I think you guys
was Jay Soto on that team?
Hey, so a good question.
What was that years before?
Or was that a year before? I'm trying to remember. It's a good question. Who did? Maybe. I think Jason might have been 05.
Oh.
Can't remember. Can't believe I forgot. But in any case, D-backs are leading now 4-3.
Oh, okay.
And it's top of the seventh, and that's we're gonna try to come back here, hopefully.
D-backs are leading the NL West, right?
At home, yeah. Swept them. And now it's like both teams, ever since that game, both teams started to play better.
Yeah.
But now Mets is, you know, now Mets are in a tailspin right now. They're Pagan is going for a double, and he slides in safely for a lead-up double, top of the seventh. Hopefully they could get some, they could at least tie the game and take the lead here.
I didn't even watch that game last night.
I didn't watch it either, but the most important.
Oh yeah, I wasn't even home to watch it last night, so who cares?
But the most important news out of that is that your kicker, Tynes, he got injured. Someone collided helmet to his knee, so I don't know how he's doing.
Oh.
And of course, WWE here. SummerSlam. Yeah, and you were mentioning to me off air that you brought something to my attention that I didn't think of about until you mentioned it. That normally they do SummerSlam is usually, you know, late August. It's kind of too early for SummerSlam here.
Yeah, I mean, it should start later in the month. So it's too early.
Yeah, you're right.
Owen, Luke Cage, right?
Oh, well, they didn't. I don't think they showed that. Oh yeah, they couldn't show it at. They couldn't show it on WWE because what's his name? Owen's widow. She didn't give them the rights to show his footage. But yeah, that's why they didn't show any footage of Owen. That's why he's not even inducted in the Hall of Fame. And he's an all-time great. He deserves to be, you know, put
yeah, definitely.
In the Hall of Fame. But you know, the wife, his widow, you know, she still, you know, has, you know, bad blood. Obviously, you know, she, you know, lost someone very important to her. So it's, I don't know, she has a vendetta against them.
Yeah, which I can understand. You know, she blames WWE for his death.
He should get his rightful place in the Hall of Fame.
He should.
I mean, this is for the fans, really.
Yeah. Right about that.
But, yeah, like you said, Owens had some memorable moments also, but they also showed the Honky Tonk Man versus Ultimate Warrior, and Ultimate Warrior beat Honky Tonk Man for the Intercontinental title. That was his only Intercontinental title, I assume, right?
Well, Floyd had the Intercontinental and the Championship.
No, I know that, but the SummerSlam is when he won the Intercontinental title.
Oh, right. Well,
so I was saying
he won it. Yeah. SummerSlam 88, that's when he won it.
That was
and he won it for the second time in SummerSlam 89, yeah.
Oh, so he won it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Two years in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the year after that is when he well, 89 is when he won it the second time, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, there's also the memorable Brock Lesnar versus Rock match.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The match that Brock Lesnar won his first WWE title and broke Rock's record as the youngest champion in WWE history.
Yep.
Which Randy Orton would later, years later, would defeat Benoit to, you know, there. But yeah, there's a lot of memorable WrestleMania moments. I mean, not WrestleMania, SummerSlam. And there's going to be one added to that list, hopefully. That will be the unified WWE title match. The WWE champion John Cena versus the WWE champion CM Punk.
No, I thought tonight should have been a ladder match. That's, I mean, it would have been much better if it was a ladder match for this.
Yeah, I agree. It would be better. It would be much better, but they probably felt maybe it's too early to have, you know, because they had just had the Money in the Bank ladder match. Sure, it wasn't for the title, but, you know, I guess maybe that's why they felt that way. But, yeah, I agree. It would have been better to have that.
And whatever.
Hopefully it's a great match, man. I hope CM Punk wins it.
Probably will.
We always say we'll believe when we see it, but you never know. Triple H and Cena might pull off a screw job and finally turn Cena heel, but I don't know. Part of me feels that that's never going to happen.
You never know. I'm starting to have a feeling that that might happen.
Because part of me feels so thinks that might happen because, you know, he did kind of hinted that, you know, he was, you know, talking about all the criticism the fans give him. You know, maybe he should, you know, tap into his heel persona. Waves in his face, on people's face. So, I mean, tonight would be the time to do it. If they don't do it now, this is the perfect time to do it. Triple H screws CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Cena turns heel. Hopefully, revive that game called the Word Life gimmick or come up with an even better gimmick and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it happening. I wouldn't be surprised.
I can't see them making both Randy Orton and Cena with losing at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, I'm picking Cena to win. You know, I hope.
I think that's a big match.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. What's with the legend? With my co-host, I'm calling Matthew. I'm William Ramon. Thanks.